Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to hour number two of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. It's Wednesday, April 4th, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. I'm glad you're here. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And perhaps you're listening on our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. If you do, if you have been, if you are, then you can very conveniently click on our guest's information here tonight. You'll see the site is listed as www.ihsite.com. That's International Health. And, of course, clinical researcher there who's been doing it for about 20 years or more, Glenn Parnum, is our special guest this evening. Glenn, welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, Frank. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well. It's a great honor, as always, and a pleasure to hear your voice here on the show.
It's always good to be with you because of your very intelligent listeners, and we always get some great calls after I do these shows, and I always like it when we're able to help people be healthy and have a better quality of life.
Amen, sir. Amen.
That's all about.
Yeah, and you guys are just so amazingly wonderful to everybody who interacts with you, and you've done so many amazing things for me and my family. I just can never repay that. I'm just so grateful to even know you, and you know, there's just there's a lot of things going on, my friend. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about, if you don't mind, I'd like to read a story here that I think you might find to be very, very interesting. It dovetails nicely with what I was just referring to at the tail end of my news segment. But if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Okay. This one came out Monday, April 2nd. You can find this at the AFP, folks. Okay. Here's what it says. U.S. warplanes have violated Iranian airspace in the southwestern oil-rich province of Khuzestan, Al-Alam Arabic language news satellite channel quoted a local military chief as saying on Sunday. According to a local Revolutionary Guards commander in Abadan, identified only as Colonel Akil, was quoted as saying on the channel's website, quote, two aircraft trespassed into Iranian airspace northwest of the southwestern port city of Abadan before flying southwest into Iraq, end quote. Now, here's where it's interesting, Glenn. Here's where it's interesting to everybody. This is what he said, giving no time of the incident. But he supposedly, it happened, I guess, on Sunday is when he gave the statement. So that would have been April 1st. But here's what he says, quote, the planes left white vapor trails, attracting the local people's attention, end quote. Now, first of all, this is from the Revolutionary Guards, person on scene. Revolutionary Guards are the people who, of course, kidnapped the British, okay? The Revolutionary Guards are the people who staged the protests against the British embassy. The Revolutionary Guards, of course, are supposedly we had either abducted or he defected a high-ranking former member of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, supposedly with all this information. Now, how does he identify these planes as American planes? They leave a vapor trail. So apparently, all the people who say that vapor trails are simply condensation, they happen anytime a plane flies, are forgetting the simple fact that A, Iranian government has their own air force, and B, the Iranian people have their own airliners. So this was a definitively different sort of aerial maneuver than they've ever seen before. They identified them by a vapor trail, indicating their own planes don't leave vapor trails, indicating that chemtrails were sprayed over Iran. I find that to be extremely interesting.
Well, it doesn't surprise me a bit.
No.
I mean, it's, one of the things we're going to talk about tonight that you asked me to mention, you know, was the allergies and stuff. And I hear music.
Yes, I'm sorry. I babbled us to the break.
We'll come back.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, here we've got, there's so much pollen in some of these places that they're staging art contests in Atlanta for people to draw in the pollen that's all over the ground. So, you know, of course, mixed in with pollen could be a great many other things, such as viruses and sedatives and any number of things. Folks, stay with us. Glenn Parnum is with us, and we're back in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Welcome to all of you. Our special guest this evening, clinical researcher from International Health. I just love the guy. He's a good living guru, I call him. Glenn Parnum, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, sir.
When you were talking about the chemtrails over there in the Middle East, what was the conclusion of the story? I mean, did they say anything any further, or, you know, that they just identified the planes by the chemtrails coming out?
That was just a sort of inadvertent off statement. It's one of those things, I think, where the media tends to report some things inadvertently, and I think that was it. The conclusion of the story says no further information was available as the Daily Star went to press on the alleged violation, which, if true, could have significant ramifications for the already tense relations between Iran and the United States. Now, what's intriguing about that, the statement was made Sunday. I don't know if that's when the overflight happened, but I guess it would have been Friday. Was it Friday or was it Saturday? It was Saturday. Saturday there was an earthquake in Iran. So, you know, and I guess 2 days before that, there was a bunch of dead birds they found in Turkey. So all of these are certainly regional. It's very possible. Some people say that the chemtrails are certainly used for targeting of HAARP, and that HAARP can be used to, you know, cause earthquakes and any number of things, which I think there's enough information there to at least warrant it as some attention. But I think it's very intriguing about the bird flu thing, because, again, these planes identified by leaving vapor trails, indicating that their own planes leave no vapor trails, so indicating that everywhere else in the world we have, of course, condensation, but not in Iran. Until the Americans fly over, and then condensation comes with them. But it's extremely intriguing, and like I said, it's just a little tiny statement tucked in at the bottom of a story that really has no bearing whatsoever, and I'm sure most people didn't even think that was the significant part of it. But to me, it instantly jumped out at me,
well,
as I'm sure it did you.
Everything going on as far as, I mean, look at most of the people in this country, primarily, and I'm on the phone doing consultations every day, but most people have a combination of problems of being sick and tired, overweight, depressed, diabetic, on their way to cancer, and taking you know, huge levels of these pharmaceutical drugs. You know, even to cover up some of just the annoying things, which is what we're going to be talking about too. You know, like all of the allergies going on. You mentioned some numbers when I talked to you the other day, that, you know, a normal pollen count or allergen count is something, and that...
From what I'd read, and I have the stories here, a high level of pollen in the air is topped out at about 120, is considered very high. Here in Arkansas, we have almost touched 3,000 on a fairly regular basis, and people are paying for it, my friend, big time. However, in states like South Carolina and Georgia, they're just flirting with 6,000 a day. And from what I've read today, of the top 100 cities that have the worst pollen and the worst allergies, Oklahoma actually is the number one, so indicating that they're probably well over 6,000. But that's extremely significant.
Yeah, and then you mix that in with all the chemicals that are in the chemtrails.
Oh, yeah.
And
you'd never know you were being sprayed.
Well, it's like people, it's this walking around in a state of, you know, dis-ease and just trying to get used to the fact that they feel miserable all the time, okay? So we're going to give some solutions to it, okay? Because here in Arizona, of course, where it's so dry, but then during this time of year when all of the orange, like orange blossoms and all the fruit trees are blossoming, I mean, I'm getting just dozens of calls a day all about this. You know, I'm all stopped up, my eyes are getting puffy, and what can I do about it, all right? And we're going to give some real simple solutions, okay? Now, if the people listening think they're going to be able to take a pill and fix the problem, that's not the case, okay? We can bring almost instant relief, but what I recommend people do is, you know, some foundational things, so next year when it comes around, it's not going to bother them. Most people I ask that question, I says, okay, do you want an instant relief, okay, that's going to cause more problems down the road? Like, you can take an antihistamine that you buy over the counter, all right, and that's to combat what happens in the human body called a histamine reaction. That's why the things you buy over the counter to dry up your sinuses and your puffy eyes and the, you know, and all the dripping and everything is called an antihistamine. What they don't realize is that by taking an antihistamine to drive that back into the body, first of all, it's very dangerous, okay, because all of the runny nose and the itchy eyes and all the things that are just annoying, and it's very hard to have any quality of life that, but it's actually the body's response saying, I'm so filled with toxins, and then these other toxins come in, and they cause this reaction, and it's the body trying to get all those things out of the body, like a runny, drippy nose and itchy eyes and all those things. So, yeah, there is some temporary relief by taking an over-the-counter antihistamine. Okay, with its own set of side effects. But let me give people, okay, a real simple foundational thing to do. Okay, one is water. Okay, most of the problems in this country, and whether or not they're seasonal or not, whether or not it's the cold and flu season or the allergy season, and they get brainwashed into that because of all the advertising on TV, but most of the problems in this country come from a deficiency in three primary things. And if you fix those deficiencies, most of the time, all the problems that you have, and I've talked to people who've had allergies for like 20, 25 years, okay, they just get used to the fact that during a certain time of year that they're just going to be miserable and just go on either anti-inflammatories, okay, or over-the-counter stuff. But let's talk about water. If the body is 75% water, but two parts of the body, the brain and the bloodstream, are over 90% water, what happens with, okay, when people don't drink enough water? Okay, and the optimum range, okay, is half of your body weight in ounces of water. If you weigh 150, that's 75 ounces of water. But let's look at what happens every time you breathe. Okay, most people have never been told the simple fact that their body uses up 64 to 70 ounces of water every 24-hour period just by breathing and digesting food.
Oh, wow.
If you breathe on a mirror, what does it do? Fogs up.
Fogs up, yeah.
Isn't that moisture coming out?
That's true.
So the hundreds of times a day that people breathe out without even thinking about it and then digesting food, their body is using up 64 to 70 ounces of water.
Wow.
Now, if they are not putting that back into their body, and I can tell you 90% of the population of the United States, because there are 500 other choices of things to drink besides water, okay, and they're drinking other things which will dehydrate them and that. But, okay, so let's just look at the bloodstream, okay, and if the life of the flesh is in the blood, if that bloodstream gets gooey, okay, because if you are not drinking the water, and this sounds almost too simple, what's that got to do with allergies? Everything. What's it got to do with most of the diseases in this country? Everything, like high blood pressure, which we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but since the body uses up 64 ounces a day, let's say 2 quarts, where does it get it from if you're not drinking it? Well, it steals it from the high water content areas first. So brain and bloodstream. In the brain, the brain will not release the water that's on the brain unless pure water is coming into the stomach, where if you drink some lemonade or some juice or something like that, the physical body can get some hydration from that. But the brain, the only thing it recognizes is pure water. So it clamps down on that water that's in the brain, okay, if the water is not coming into the stomach and it turns it into hydronium, whatever. Okay, so headaches, you know, foggy thinking, because if you've ever seen stagnant water, you know, it gets all gooey and gets all, you know, all these things. But then the bloodstream, okay? The bloodstream will get real gooey instead of being the river of life, over 90% water. So allergens that are in your body that we all deal with every day, every time you take a breath, okay, you're breathing in allergens, whether or not it's, you know, the stuff in the chemtrails or the stuff that's just in the air, you know, like the exhaust and things like that. If the blood gets real gooey, and that stuff gets concentrated in the blood, so when you are exposed to even a low level of these seasonal allergens, okay, down in your area, what is it, trees with pods or something like that?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I don't quite understand it. It just looks like it's like a probably about two inches long and about the thickness of a pencil, and they're just little little pollen pods. And you know, when they fall on the ground, and whatnot, it's fine. But if you were to step on them or anything like that, they just crumble to dust. It's just all pollen. It's just structured in that fashion. But I mean, it's significant amounts falling down. I was just at the beginning of the show, Glenn. I was telling the story today. I was out grilling today, and we had some fish on the grill, and I said it was like taking something out, you know, in the rain that you couldn't get any water on. I had to run out there covering up the plate, you know, because the stuff's just falling.
Really?
I had to, yeah, throw open the lid of the grill, quickly throw the fish on, slam it back down. You know, you got flower petals and these little pods, and you could just see it in the air, just the particulate matter. It's awful. And I don't have any allergies, but, you know, if I'm out there long enough, there's a sort of a hoarseness. You know, you feel that sort of tickle in your throat, which luckily I do drink a lot of water. Hang on a second, my friends. A quick break. We're back with our phenomenally intelligent Glenn Parnum. He's with us here this evening. The website, www.ihsite.com. We'll be taking your calls, too, so be patient, my friends. We'll get to it. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is Glenn Parnum. He's a clinical researcher from International Health. He's got decades of experience. He's far smarter than I am, and that's why it's always great to be able to have him here on the show to bring some true wisdom to everybody. And thank you again so much, my friend.
My pleasure. Had a wonderful Seder. I went to a Passover Seder, and I rushed home to get on your show.
So thank you.
Wonderful. Anyway... Okay, let's give people some real simple things they can do, okay? Because I know a lot of them are out there suffering, and they're taking handfuls of drugs and stuff like that just to feel better. Okay, one of the things that will bring almost instant relief is the Super Silver. If they spray it up into their sinus passages, and then also drink some of it too. Because what they're dealing with primarily that sets off all of these, what are called allergies, okay, is... like all the fungal infections up in their sinus patches. Okay, so the Super Silver will definitely help with that. But while they're doing that, please, we were talking about water, okay? Now, is that my phone scratching or is that yours?
Probably yours.
Okay, can you hear it?
A little bit, but it's not intolerable.
I got four lines I can call back on. I don't know.
We have a break coming up in a few minutes.
Yeah,
we can do that.
That's what I'll do. But anyway, okay, water. Please drink half of your body weight in ounces of water a day.
Good water.
Okay, well, yeah. You know, the cleanest, purest water that you can get. Okay, if it has to be bottled water, the very best of the bottled waters is Fiji, okay, from Fiji Islands. It's a little pricey, but it's the one they did a double-blind study on, okay, with the salt, okay, that we're going to talk about. But all this fungus that's in our body from antibiotics, because all antibiotics are grown in fungus, and you say, well, I don't take antibiotics, I haven't for years. Well, if you eat any non-organically grown meat or food, I'm sorry, animal products, milk, eggs, cheese, cottage cheese, ice cream, yogurt, or the flesh of, beef, pork, turkey, or chickens, they're not only loaded with estrogen growth hormones, but antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in our body, that becomes a systemic problem, okay? And I had people say, well, what does that have to do with allergies? Everything, okay? Because I asked them, how come I don't have any allergies to anything? Okay, I don't know that many people who don't have allergies to something, okay? All right, and I've just made sure that I've killed all the fungus in my body, okay, and that. But for relief, that's going to happen pretty quickly, okay, the Super Silver. But if you want to get your system strong enough to not have this problem anymore, water, and then Himalayan crystal salt. International Health, up until recently, never carried a salt product in the 18 years we've been in business, because I would simply tell people, never use table salt. It's toxic, okay? It's just sodium chloride with some synthetic iodine. Go to the health food store and buy some sea salt. Well, come to find out in the latest research project is that most of the sea salts are processed now. So it angers me greatly. So I kept doing research, not really, okay, expecting to find any big scientific study done on salt. Well, I was wrong. Himalayan crystal salt and Fiji water were used in a double-blind study. That's what they do for drugs, okay? And to do it on salt and water, okay? Now, here's why, and people say, well, so I put salt in my food. We've been lied to about salt. We have been totally misled, okay, thinking, one, was salt's bad. Well, yeah, the sodium chloride is, but instead of just putting the salt on your food, here's what you want to do. You put a little pinch in the water that you drink. Now, not enough to make it taste like ocean water. Most people, by accident, sometime in their life, have tasted ocean water. I'm sure you have.
Yes.
What does it taste like?
Salty.
Thank you. Now, most people, who want to feel better or who are involved in the natural health industry and all that, all of the billions of dollars being spent on organic food and vitamins and minerals and all these healthy things, what the bottom line of all this is that, okay, we would love to have perfect blood chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, going into a doctor and he does a full blood panel, and if he comes back and says, Frank, you have perfect blood chemistry, guarantee you something. You would have no disease in your body. You wouldn't have any problem with cholesterol. You'd have no problem with blood sugar, because if you have perfect blood chemistry, you have no problems in your body. Not one in 1,000 people know what I'm about to say. Perfect blood chemistry matches ocean water. Now, let that just run over your head a little bit. Our military, since the late 50s, has been using purified ocean water to do blood transfusions on soldiers when there was no blood available for transfusions.
Oh, wow.
So,
I didn't know that.
I know most people don't. So when we come back, we'll talk about the significance of that. And, if they want to be healthy and have no response to allergens, what to do. Very simple.
Fantastic. Boy, folks, this is this is an absolute blessing for all of us. Because even if you're like me, you don't suffer from allergies, you can't walk through a cloud of crap and not breathe some of it in. Stay with us. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Moving quick here tonight, our special guest this evening from International Health is Glenn Parnum, clinical researcher. And Glenn, of course, your website is www.ihsite.com. And there's an 800 number and whatnot, and we'll give all that out, of course, in the course of the interview. But welcome back, and thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We've covered two of the three biggest deficiencies in the body. So if your listeners are writing it down, water, the purest water, the optimum level is half of your body weight in ounces of water. Now, I talk to people who, you know, who are 200 pounds and they don't drink any water, so I say, look, there's no way you're going to get to 100 ounces right away. Let's at least get you to 2 quarts and you'll feel better. I mean, in fact, there's a website of an independent researcher. It's called Water Cure with a C and the number 2.org. Now up there, he has so much unbelievable research because his claim, okay, and he backs it up with research, but he also backs it up with a $50,000 challenge to any doctor, scientist, hospital, doesn't matter. He said, if you can prove me wrong, I'll write you a check for $50,000, and nobody's taken him up on it, okay? His
wow.
claim, okay, with all the science, and again, watercure2.org, it's a nonprofit organization, is that 65 to 75% of all major diseases, including cancer, can be cured with nothing more than pure salt and pure water. And it comes back to what I was just saying, okay, that we've been lied to about salt, and if perfect blood chemistry matches ocean water, okay, and if people will start putting a pinch of this Himalayan crystal salt. Now, if you have already got a bunch of sea salt, okay, in your cupboards, it's not the best, but use it up, okay, but don't just use it on your food. And they will have to experiment with how much of the salt, okay, the pinch in their water. See, everybody's taste buds are completely screwed up, okay, because of all the chemicals we're exposed to in the processed foods and everything else. So if you put too much salt in the water, it's going to taste salty. All right, so just kind of water it down in that. But if you start doing that, we are having people say to us that it is the most amazing thing they have ever seen, where just all these different problems they were having are just starting to go away.
Wow.
It's a sense of well-being, and it makes sense. If we're mostly water and if we're chronically dehydrated, I mean, the list of the diseases and the things caused by lack of water are just, it's just amazing. And it sounds too simple. Water and salt. Now, here's the third magic, and we just started to carry it, okay? Magnesium oil, transdermal liquid magnesium. All right. Now, I, as a scientist, I've known for years and years and years, okay, there's over 250 clinical studies that have proven the number one deficiency in the human body is magnesium. But up until this magnesium oil, okay, through the skin, okay, the only way you could get magnesium, you know, on an everyday basis was by taking capsules. But you'd have to take literally handfuls of magnesium capsules a day, with the accompanying what's called the laxative effect. If you've ever taken too much magnesium, you know what I'm talking about.
Ah.
Okay. And over a period of 9 to 12 months of taking handfuls a day, because here's the key. And see, this has to do with a lot more than just allergies. The list of diseases and symptoms clinically proven to be caused from a lack of magnesium in the body, and it's on our website, is as long as your arm. Everything to do with the heart, everything to do with the circulatory system, depression, brain, energy. I mean, how many people do you know who all they ever talk about is, oh, I hardly have any energy to do all the things I want to do?
No one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if we look at that miracle cell in our body, okay, created by God, and they say we have 100 trillion cells. I don't know exactly how they measure that, but let's assume they're right. No cell energy is produced unless there is magnesium at the cell membrane. So no energy produced by that cell, and then it spreads to other cells, and you get all these cells with no energy. What would they probably cause? Call that fatigue.
Mm.
And if it goes on and on and on and gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse over a period of years, then they call it chronic fatigue and, you know, that.
Yeah, so, then it turns into disease.
Exactly. So no energy, okay, then you get fatigue, and that's most of the people in the United States. No energy at the cell, and the cell does not have the energy to detoxify itself, and all these toxins that we're exposed to every day, just in, you know, the regular course of living, we get all these toxins. And if the cell doesn't have the energy to push them out, then the cell becomes toxic, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. So here comes this, I call it a miracle, this transdermal magnesium oil. And up on our website, we have an audio interview with the doctor who wrote the book, Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. Okay, by rubbing it on your feet and your legs to start with, it goes through the skin and can raise the levels of magnesium so fast. And the things we are hearing from people, but two primary things, not only the energy, any place you have pain, and I don't care if it's bone pain, if it's joint pain, if it's muscle pain, okay, you rub it on that area and put a hot cloth on it, and by the time that cloth is cooled down, if that pain is still there, Then you rub some more of the magnesium oil on it. And guess where they extract the magnesium oil from?
Where?
The ocean.
Hmm.
I wonder why God put 80% of the planet under salt water.
That's interesting.
Well, it is. You know, and you know, all these revelations, and you start to find out, and then all of a sudden a light bulb goes on and say, it's so simple, okay, that if 80% of our planet is under salt water, and everything to keep us healthy is in the ocean, kelp and seaweed and deep ocean fish, and then God told us which ones not to eat because they're the bottom feeders. And unfortunately, they're the ones that taste the best with hot butter on them. Okay, but everything healthy is in the ocean. So they discovered this way to extract this liquid magnesium out of ocean water. When you rub it on your skin, it goes through the skin, bypassing the digestive system, so mm-hmm. no more, you know, diarrhea and things like that. I am getting calls from not only pain doctors, okay, because mm-hmm. pain is a major problem in this country. Okay, either chronic pain in certain areas of the body or these poor people who have it from head to toe, what they call fibromyalgia and mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. I'm getting calls not only from these doctors where the patients came in, our clients came in with this magnesium oil, from sports medicine doctors. I am hearing this is going to change the course of sports medicine because most of these highly and finely tuned athletes, when they get injured, you rub the magnesium oil on that area of injury, and it rebuilds muscles and tendons, and it's almost a miracle what this does. Hmm. But if you have all these toxins in your cells, what does this have to do with, you know, with allergies? Hmm. Everything. If your body cannot rid itself in a very timely fashion of all these toxins that build up, okay, and then you get real tired, well, it all comes water, salt, and magnesium. If you can, okay, if you will start doing that right now, let me guarantee your listeners something. By next allergy season, they're going to go through that like nothing. They're going to say, it doesn't even bother me. Now, if they need instant relief right now, mm-hmm. of course, the Super Silver, okay, and the salt in their water can actually work fast, okay, because salt is antifungal, antibacterial, all the nasty stuff that's in their blood. And if anybody's ever had what they call a live blood analysis, okay, if you really want to see what's going on in your body, mm-hmm. You know, and the people who do it like normally work with either naturopathic doctors or chiropractors, but they prick your finger right in the office, and they put the blood right on a slide and then put it under this special microscope and project it up onto a screen, mm-hmm. and you see immediately what's going on in your bloodstream.
Wow.
You would be amazed. Of all the little bugs and the fungus. And there's 28 different diagnostic things in the blood, okay, you know, that one of these trained professionals, okay, who does these live blood analysis can look at it and say, well, yeah, you're low on this and low on that. When I had mine done, okay, a couple of years ago, I was loaded with mycoplasma. Now, myco means fungus, M-Y-C-O. So I had mycoplasma, okay, I had mycotoxins. And the only way I figured I could get those was from all the chemtrails, because that's one of the things. I used the Super Silver 32, and it killed it off. But when people cleanse their blood, it is amazing what goes on, because, okay, all of these things that are traveling around in your body, mm-hmm. okay, and then you are exposed to just enough of these allergies to set you over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's when you get, you know, the puffy eyes. I think you said your daughter looked like she'd been in a boxing match.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and that's just the body's response. And you can spray the Super Silver up your sinuses. You can put it in your eyes and ears. Okay, but trust me, people, it's as simple as drinking more water, add a little salt into the water. Okay, and the mm-hmm. very best salt out there is called Himalayan crystal salt. Okay, but if you have the sea salt, use that. And then rub some magnesium oil. Oh, my God, the list of things that just magnesium oil does, okay, is just phenomenal.
It is amazing.
Well, it's going to help so many different things, but if your cells have the energy, not only will you feel better,
mm-hmm.
but then they have the energy to detoxify, and they're, you know, that's what it comes down to. We are mm-hmm. so toxic, and then, you know, like, all it takes is this little exposure to whether or not it's the pods you've got down there, mm-hmm. okay, or, you know, the orange trees and, you know, and the things here, and it's just enough to set it off, and then people get all these nasty symptoms, which, you know, quality of life just sucks, if you'll excuse the expression. I mean,
oh, you're right.
No fun at all.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, you and I had talked the other day, and you had mentioned something else, too. Is that something you want to talk about? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The iodine?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And I've got three research books right here in front of me that I happened to grab before I came on the show. One is called Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, Solved the Riddle of Illness. Okay, it's all about the thyroid, and then overcoming thyroid disorders. Okay, now let's look at that. Okay, at probably one of the biggest epidemics we have in this country, it's thyroid. Okay, most people have heard about it. You know, they say, "Well, yeah, well, I'm not overweight, and the thyroid has everything to do with metabolism." Little do we know how important the thyroid is. It's so overlooked. Okay, but let's just do some basic stuff. Okay, once again, it has to do with your blood, okay? Every 17 minutes, every ounce of the blood in your body travels through the thyroid gland. Now, think about that. If that's the way God made your body, and every 17 minutes, every ounce of blood in your body travels through that little gland in your neck, so what's it supposed to pick up when it goes to the thyroid gland? And yes, the thyroid gland is responsible for metabolism. You know, people say, well, I'm cold all the time, or I'm brittle, and all these big, long symptoms, okay? But the primary thing it is supposed to pick up when it goes to the thyroid gland is the only biologically active thyroid hormone in your body. It's called T3. Now, the body makes T2, and it makes T4, and T5, and T6, and T7, which are supposed to convert in the liver over to T3. It doesn't happen with most people. So you say, well, big deal. What's T3? And see, every cell in your body not only, okay, needs magnesium, it's supposed to have thyroid. Every cell in your body is supposed to have thyroid hormone in it, and when it doesn't, all sorts of nasty things happen. But here's what T3 is. Most people have heard about it. They've never had anybody take the few minutes to explain. The T stands for the amino acid tyrosine, attached to three molecules of all things, iodine. So if this is the only biologically active thyroid hormone in the body, that's tyrosine with three molecules of iodine. So that is the raw material that is supposed to be in the thyroid gland in sufficient levels to, when your blood comes through, it dumps T3 into it. Now, tell me where in the standard American diet we get any iodine. We don't.
Well, yeah, exactly. I
iodized
mean,
most, salt.
That's it. And most people, you know, would just say, well, hold on a second, Glenn, you just said that that kind of salt is bad.
It is, okay.
Right.
We've been so lied to. Okay, sodium chloride, which is table salt with some of the synthetic iodine thrown into it, sodium chloride is what they use to melt the ice and snow on highways back east. I mean, it's a nasty chemical reaction. And then back in the 20s, they threw some of this synthetic iodine in it because we had such a problem with goiters. Okay, but again, T3, so iodine. And if you look at the standard American diet, no iodine in it. I mean, how many people do you know eat, you know, kelp and seaweed and deep ocean fish, okay? You know, like the Japanese do? Like every meal, consists of a seaweed and a fish protein and things like that. But one generation after they come here to this country, they have thyroid problems. Now, what does that have to do with allergies? Well, if people, you know, and if they'll go on the Internet, and if they'll just Google, you know, or whatever search engine they use, one, iodine, and iodide, okay, but iodine, okay, or Lugol's, L-U-G-O-L-S, Lugol's solution, okay, they will see some of the most amazing history, and it all comes in with who's making trillions of dollars by keeping people sick and tired and overweight and depressed, okay? This is why you don't hear about this anymore,
right?
Okay, but if you put water in your gas tank for your car, the engine probably wouldn't work very well, would it?
Of course not.
It's a stupid question. But, okay, so how can our thyroid dump into our bloodstream for detoxification? Iodine is antifungal, antibacterial, antiviral, this whole big long list of things that if the blood travels through the thyroid every 17 minutes, something is supposed to happen to the blood when it travels through the thyroid, and it's supposed to pick up the tyrosine and the iodine. So, what's the solution? Well, if people say, well, how do I know if I need iodine? First thing is look at your diet. Okay, tell me where you're getting iodine in sufficient amounts. Okay, and if you want to do about a 50-cent test, you go down to like Walgreens and you buy the old-fashioned iodine that mom and dad used to put on scrapes and cuts, and you paint about a 4-inch square either at the top of your thigh or on your belly, okay, and just paint it and then time it. Say I put it on at 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, and then you keep looking at it every day, and then you see how long it takes for your body to absorb that iodine. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, this is fascinating.
It's simple.
Well, I've never heard any of this before, Glenn. That's why it's so captivating to me. I love learning new things, and you're always enlightening me on so many. Folks, check out the website for more information. Of course, ihsite.com. We'll give out the 800 number. We'll be taking your calls as well. Please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Let me remind you, of course, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins And, of course, you're nearby, right in the neighborhood, to all sorts of fun things that Arkansas and nearby Missouri have to offer you. So I would urge you to seriously consider taking your family vacation there at Howard Creek Resort. Of course, you can visit them on the web and see what you've got in store for you at www.howardcreek.com, or you can call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Let's get back to our guest here. Of course, his website, ihsite.com. It's linked up on our website there, franklyspeakingradio.com. Glenn Parnum, welcome.
Thank you. I also want to make an offer to all of your listeners.
Okay.
I just finished and got the first copy of it today, a DVD, which I'll be sending you, okay, that it's found, excuse me, it's a foundational health DVD. I'm on the phone consulting 8, 10, 12 hours a day, you know, with women primarily, okay, even though a percentage of men is now getting higher, but it's the husbands of the wives whose lives we've changed with fixing their hormones and things like that. But I found myself saying, you know, all the same things, talking about acid alkaline balance and water and salt and magnesium and super silver and natural progesterone, hormonal balance. Excuse me, swallowing them in. So I want to make an offer to your listeners.
Okay.
I have a free DVD for them. Okay. If they'll call 1-800-974-1879 and just say they heard it on your show, okay, if they only want the DVD, they just have to pay for shipping. If they order any of the products, it's free.
Fantastic.
And it's probably an hour and 20 minutes of me going step by step through the acid alkaline balance and water and the salt and the magnesium oil and natural hormonal balancing. Got a section on super silver and the synthetic versus the whole food, you know, vitamins and stuff, and digestive health. Because if we take care of the foundational stuff, the biggest deficiencies, okay, and if there's any symptoms left, then they're easy to get at. It's because the deficiency of water and salt and magnesium primarily brings up all this big, long list of symptoms. Well, you don't know what's causing it. And, you know, and I talked to people who were taking handfuls, okay, of nutritional supplements.
Yes.
And, you know, unfortunately, and I'm as angry at the natural industry as I am at the pharmaceutical industry. You know, and the pharmaceutical industry, they're just a bunch of whores. I think I can say that on
this. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We talk about whores all the time.
Exactly. So, you know, and you just expect that from them because they don't care anything about wellness. They want people sick and taking, you know, all these drugs.
Yes.
But now the natural industry, 95% of every vitamin you buy, whether or not it's on the internet, whether or not you go into a health food store, or if you get it from a natural doctor. And I'm so angry about this, I'm doing a TV show exposing, and I'm going to step on everybody's toes, but 95% of all vitamins are synthetic crap. Okay, made from petroleum products, okay, or genetically modified corn and corn syrup to make the ascorbic acid, which they say is vitamin C, which is a lie, okay? All right, and what's happened now is that people are trying to treat the symptoms with natural things instead of getting to the root cause, okay? If you walk into a natural doctor and you have allergies, they're just going to throw a whole bunch of supplements at you, trying to suppress those symptoms again instead of saying, excuse me, let's get to the foundational problem. That's chronic dehydration. That's a lack of salt. Okay, and I know that's going against almost everything everybody's heard. Right, anyway, but we'll talk about that some more when we come
back. Yeah, and of course I want to hear more about the DVD. I also want to hear more about this iodine experiment.
Yeah,
this is fascinating stuff.
Folks,
yeah, stay with us. We're back in only 90 seconds, folks, with the beginning of hour number three. And, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio with our guest, Glenn Parnum. Stay with us.